Plum Love Foods Live, serious chef talk. Chef Plum.
I was a pro wrestler and a Laser Quest champion.
Chef Jeff.
People like me a lot.
Chef Dan.
Man, all that hard seltzer, man, got me bench pressing Yorkies.
Chef Rob.
I'm bougie.
The Hulkster.
Brother, I was at Arby's scarfing down a chicken cordon bleu.
Chef Dave.
I don't have AIDS. I have Lyme disease. It's different.
Plum Love Foods Live every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio and podcasted everywhere.
I have no idea why people listen to this.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your niece on flaws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh yeah, Jeffy. That music is loud tonight.
Yeah.
It's coming in hot, Jeffy, tonight. That's what it is. You know what I'm realizing, too, is that every time I have to reset this up, I think I have to readjust the levels again. I guess in my brain, magically, they stay still.
Turn me up in the headphones.
Yeah, well.
Turn me up in the headphones.
Not too loud, because I can see it over-modulating, and that's not good.
I love when you say that.
Modulating. Over-modulating.
Oh, stop.
Welcome, everybody, to Plum Love Foods Live here on a Thursday in August, getting towards that end of summer. Jeffy, how you feeling? How's the summer been? Are you tired yet?
Listen, man, I'm trucking along. I'm like a marathon runner, you know? I'm in that 100-mile stretch. I'm in that runner's high. I got that crazy look in my eye, and I'm not stopping, though. I never stop. I just keep it moving. I'm just doing the goddamn thing every day.
Wow.
Just making
okay,
it happen.
Okay.
Never
you're getting aggressive.
Quit. Okay. Ah!
You're already dropping F-bombs. We've been on the air for 13 seconds.
Sorry. You asked me how I was doing. I'm just trying to share, but I guess I won't.
Well, no, I like when you share, but I just wasn't expecting so much aggression. I was expecting it's been a great summer. I'm getting a little tired, but...
I don't get tired. I'm a machine, Plum.
That's right. That's very true. You are a machine. I've seen you peel back your arm like in T2.
It's pretty
Terminator
much.
2 Judgment Day. Remember when he
every
does
once
that
in a while, I gotta do that, pull the thing, and yeah, just like in Terminator. If you guys would see what I was doing, I was pulling up my wrist and making my fingers move.
Tendon where he makes his finger move.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, this is my second radio program of the day, Jeffy.
Yeah, it is. I called in on your first one.
Yeah, you did. You called in. It was great to hear your voice. I was talking. I wasn't sure how they would react to me talking to the guy, like one of my buddies. And then you're just like...
They were very sweet.
You're like, fuck this. Let me tell you what we're talking.
Well, I think I slipped up what I said, and I said shit or oh shit or something to that. And then everyone froze for a second, and Marisol was like, it's okay.
Yeah, she goes, it's okay. So Jeffy said shit on NPR radio today. It's pretty funny. You know, I think one of the things that was interesting about that, Jeff, is that so there's a 20-second delay. So the second they heard you say shit, they hit the dump button, which then means for the next 20 seconds there's almost no broadcast. Like it's boom.
Oh.
I think that's how it works. Then it comes back.
That's great.
You destroyed a large radio program easily.
Well, that's what you do. I'm not for the PMRC, I'll just be honest.
I don't know what that means, but...
The PMRC?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
You're just saying letters as if it's an organization?
Well, I feel like it's an organization that used to give everybody shit.
Oh.
I remember I had a t-shirt that said, fuck the PMRC.
What does it even stand for, though? You can't just say
I don't know, but I think
letters.
They didn't like heavy metal. And I loved heavy metal, and I was like,
I don't know who they are.
Either do I.
All right, well, now
I'll have to Google it.
That conversation went a lot of places right
PMRC.
There. That's right, folks. We had the first ever live episode of Seasoned air today on WNPR.org and, of course, 90.5 all across the tri-state area. Myself, Marisol Castro, my co-host, and then we were joined by our good sister, Chef Michelle Regustis, hung out with us today, and we talked some summertime food, summertime veggies, and a little bit of history on Michelle. We talked some phone calls. Oh, Jeffy's got some info.
Parents Music Resource Center.
Ah. Well, I don't think they would really be very angry at that whole situation. Somebody just sent it to us. Dave just is in there Googling things. But
go, Dave.
So we did the live show. I think it went pretty well, Jeffy. What do you think overall?
I think it was great.
Entertaining. It was fun.
Super entertaining. Some of the call-ins were great. They were pretty funny. Some were pretty serious. I love your guys' energy. I thought it was really fun. And and Michelle is one of my favorite people in the whole world. So it's like you had her on the air. Kick ass.
You can't go wrong with Chef Michelle. She's awesome. You know, I mean, she comes on and can talk about anything, and her story is she's been around the block, and you know, we've done some events with her, and we told some of those stories too, and got some great phone calls. I had a guy from New Haven call in who was a mushroom forager, and he had just gotten 10 pounds of chicken of the woods mushrooms.
Hells yeah.
And he was asking for things to do with them, and I hit him with a hard sear with shallots and some garlic, and then hit it with some awesome rosemary almond pesto.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And he was like, whoa. And I was like, yeah, it's way easier than it sounds, too. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to do that. Thanks, Chef. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm doing a service now for people.
You are.
On the air. I come on. They present me with problems from a culinary perspective, and I can present a solution.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like you're out here saving the world.
Tell them how to make a frittata.
You've helped many, many people make frittatas
such
over the years.
Asshole.
I think that's the point, right? They call in.
Yeah.
They want a little love. They want a little, like,
I think
chef knowledge dropped on them.
Right.
I mean, I feel like that happens to us wherever we go. Like, you know, you're wearing your chef coat. You happen to stop at a grocery store. Oh. And there's always the guy or the lady who looks over and goes, hey, are you a chef?
All the time.
And then you're
the
like, oh, no, I actually wear this on a soap opera. And they're like, really? And I'm like, no, I'm a chef.
That's a good line, too.
Yeah. And then you know, it always is like, hey, if you were to slice a tomato, would you use this knife?
We're sitting here in the meat section. What are you going to buy? Like, what do you think would be good for dinner?
What's for dinner tonight, chef?
Yeah. Oh, I love that one. What's for dinner tonight, chef?
What's for dinner tonight? What are you making?
Sometimes
that's great.
I love to hit them with things like, I'm making pasta. Just say something dumb.
You ever have shit on a shingle? Old school? air chip beef?
Let me get a little SOS chip beef. It was fun to do. It really was. And I think I'm going to talk to them about that. I think we should have more shows where people just call in and we talk food like that. Because, you know, my brain started really just turning when this guy, when people would call in and talk about stuff. This woman called in and, you know, she was talking about she would soak her beans for a soup for 2 days. Before she would use them. And I didn't really understand why you would need to soak your beans for 2 days. 24 hours, you're good.
Yeah. Well, some people are crazy.
But I was like, you could pull them. Michelle told her, you could pull it after 24 hours. It doesn't have to be.
I think, honestly, 12 is probably like the minimum. And then, you know, up from there on.
Right.
24 hours.
I said, listen, you catch a bunch of chefs who are busy as hell. They're, you know, they're going to just boil them for 30 minutes and then use them.
And then turn them off and let them soak that way in the
and
hot
just
water.
Let them go.
And then make them again. I don't know. There's a lot of ways to make beans.
Well, this woman talked about the way that she makes this bean soup is that she binds the entire soup with mashed potatoes. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about. It kind of sounds delicious. A bean soup with mashed potatoes?
That sounds very starchy.
You should see Jeffy's face. He's looking at me right now like a firework just went off behind me.
Well, I'm just, like, amazed at the lack of textures.
Mashed potatoes are delicious.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of things are delicious. It doesn't mean you should mix them in beans.
All right, well, I think you can mix mashed potatoes and beans and it would taste fantastic.
Mashed potatoes and beans.
Like a bean soup and then throw some mashed potatoes to pull it together.
Why the fuck do you need mashed potatoes in a bean soup?
Well, that's what she made, and it sounded like a good idea. I didn't think you'd get so angry about it.
Well, I'm not angry. I'm just kind of like...
Listen, do we
Who told
need,
you that was a good idea?
Do we need mashed potatoes in a bean soup? No.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like
you hate on it.
Why don't you cook
delicious.
It? Maybe if you didn't soak them for 3 days, you wouldn't have to
this?
Add mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. What happened, Jeffy? Jeff, hold on. Let me just excuse me real quick. There you go. That's what happened to Jeffy's thought process there.
Hit me.
He was on a roll and then.
There you go. Listen, I think what the interesting part is, Jeffy, what if she didn't have any cornstarch to make a slurry? She didn't have any flour. She thought she'd make her bean soup and didn't check her mise en place first. Well, I've got mashed potatoes left over from last night. Let's see how it works. It turned into something delicious.
Oh, okay. I will give you. You lost me.
Why?
Who's thickening a bean soup? I don't understand why you have to thicken.
Beans have plenty of starch in them too. I don't get it either.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like maybe you should cook the soup longer and not soak it so long.
Just reduce it a little
bit.
Just
let it cook a little. Let it ride for a bit. That should be great. Why are you adding mashed potatoes to beans, lady?
I think that's what we're doing next. We're going to add some mashed potatoes to beans.
Everything. I'm putting mashed potatoes in everything from now on.
Fuck yeah.
I think I'm going to have some pasta tomorrow night. We're going to throw some mashed potatoes in.
This is a good-ass idea. Mashed potato pasta. I think it's a fantastic
Absolutely.
Idea.
You know, it's one of my favorite. I make a little fresh cavatelli, and then I make really nice mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Fluffy.
Okay.
And then I just throw all the cavatelli into the mashed potatoes and then put ketchup on top of it.
Oh, you're really going to go the extra mile there with the ketchup.
Maybe I'll throw some corn and then I'll throw ketchup on top.
Hunt's or Heinz, which ketchup do you use on that? Or do you go deep in Sir Kensington's?
All right. I do like Sir Kensington's because I'm a snobby little bitch and I like anything that's a little bit more expensive. It just turns
short.
But I'm a Heinz 57 man. I think Hunt's has no business in the ketchup game.
Ouch, that's hurtful. I remember growing up, this neighbor down the street, Jamie, you know what? It just hit me. Her last name was Hunt.
Jamie Hunt?
I know, I didn't want to
say. Was her brother Mike?
Nope. Hey, okay. Hey.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Let me tell you something, Jeffy. I like to make burgers, and tonight I made all these delicious burgers with lots of toppings. Burger abilities, if you will.
Burger abilities. Are you really going there?
That's right. But my favorite was putting the scoop of mashed potatoes on top of each one. What makes a burger better? Mashed potato burger. The look he's giving me right now is like he's trying to find something dull to put into my eye.
Dude, it's like you've been possessed by the spirit of a retarded lunch lady. I'm sorry. R-worded lunch lady.
You can't.
Shut up, dummy.
I was just being silly. You were making pasta with ketchup and mashed potatoes. I'm just jumping on board and putting some on a burger. Why
I thought you were serious.
Oh.
Okay. I was like,
although
man.
A mashed potato burger with gravy?
That's called Salisbury steak. I'm sure you've had it.
That, Jeffy, might have been one of the quickest responses you've ever had. That was so like, I can't snap. You were right there.
It was like, I think Salisbury steak
Salisbury
is delicious.
I've never actually made Salisbury steak, I don't think.
Because you're a chef and you probably get fired.
Oh.
But it's a hamburger and gravy. On top of mashed potatoes.
I guess
that's
all it is,
right? It's my favorite Hungry Man TV dinner as a kid.
That's how I remember it. The Hungry Man TV dinner with the carrots, the mashed potatoes, the weird gravy on top. And then,
you got that little apple crisp jelly thing.
The apple crisp jelly thing or the freaking little brownie joint.
I like the apple crisp joint, honestly.
All right,
brownie thing was a little, never really good. Really good brownie.
And I think the fun part about it was that you didn't know what you were going to get.
Yeah.
In that dessert part, that little dessert pocket. Because I think it changed up. Here's why I think it's funny, and nowadays we'd be good to go because we have a medium friend who we could ask which dessert is in this Hungry Man dinner.
Oh, I'm sure she would know.
Because the old packages didn't show you.
Yeah. I felt duped by those commercials. That was like the first time I realized that they could lie to you on commercials.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember like I was like, Mom, these football players, they're eating this. And it's really good for you. And they get really strong. And they're playing football. And it's really good. We should get them. My mom was like, oh, if you really want to, we'll get some. And I remember us all eating them at home. And my dad just looked at it going, what is this shit? And I remember thinking to myself, I have no idea. I'm like, Mom cooks way better.
Like, that's hysterical. And meanwhile, Mom's happy to have a night off.
They still take an hour.
I guess they did take a long time in the oven,
yeah,
right?
Like, how about a pot pie? In my mind, a pot pie takes 5 minutes. It takes 2 hours to bake a frozen pot pie.
Wow. Wow. You know, the only thing I had like that as a kid growing up was this. Remember Lunchables? I always wanted Lunchables. My mom couldn't buy them for me because they were expensive.
We were too poor. Yeah, we didn't ever have the Lunchables.
I couldn't get them.
You know what my mom did? My mom would get like the government cheese, and then she would get a stick of pepperoni. And she would like, you want Lunchables? Here's saltines, pepperoni, and government cheese. It's as good as a Lunchable. She would say it just like that. And I would be like, no, it's not.
But you didn't have any gummy worms in your little package or whatever, did you?
They didn't have... You know the ones that I really liked?
Which ones?
The processed cheese cracker joints.
Oh, with like the little dipping...
The handy snack.
The red plastic stick that would be on top of the crackers. I remember those.
Ooh,
that was
the joint. When I was a kid, that was where it was at. If you had one of those, your mom had money.
Bro, there was never enough cheese. There was never enough cheese.
What do you mean?
There was never enough in that little packet.
It's because you're from Virginia. You put way too much cheese on
it. Yo, let me tell you something. I'm getting tired of you hating on my Virginia roots here. But let me tell you. There's several kids I remember in kindergarten. I stole those little things out of their book bags.
I believe that.
It was terrible.
You were wearing eyeliner then?
In that grade? Maybe. Maybe. Tonight on this program, joined by our good friend Patty Griffin. She's going to join us in a few minutes, Jeffy. She's actually going back to doing live shows, so I'm interested to talk to her about that a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder if she feels safe doing a live show.
Yeah, right? So there's a lot to talk about there with
definitely.
Her. And, you know, as always, she always brings dead people with her, so that's fun.
She sees them wherever she goes.
Yeah, well, she sees them as a movie screen. We'll get her to, we'll do a brief overview on Patty when she comes on and talk about how
absolutely.
Her stuff works. But yeah, so it should be, it's always a great time when she's on. I love Patty. She's always fun.
Patty Griffin's the best. And she is the realest median ever. She, like, keeps it 100. Like, she's not blowing any smoke. She just calls it as she sees it.
100% talks to dead people.
Absolutely. Listen, we've seen it. We've heard it.
Yeah.
We've heard it. You actually went to a live show with Dan, right?
I did. And she read Dan in front of me, and it got weird.
And it got weird. Dan got a little sad.
He
was like, yeah. Yeah, it was like really powerful.
Big Dan, you know, like.
Wolver Dan.
He got emotional. It was crazy.
Oh, Dan.
So we're going to take a quick breather here, pop top on a couple of cold ones, settle in for the night. We're going to take our pants off, because from now on, when we listen to this show, we take our pants off when we do the show, so you should take your pants off when you listen, because that's the only way to be comfortable, Jeffy.
I'm not wearing pants.
Ah, me either.
I'm definitely not wearing underwear.
What? No. Well, I don't know about that. Listen, here's the thing, and I think you guys are going to start seeing some of this stuff coming up in the fall, because I think we're going to add a video aspect to this program. Jeffy's been pushing for it for several months now.
Yeah, because I look great with no pants on. I think you guys all need to see it.
Sticking with the pants thing. Still sticking with the pants thing. Check it out. I'm Chef Plum. That's Chef Jeff. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. We'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes with our good friend, Medium Patty Griffin. Stay right there. We'll be right back, guys.
No pants party.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives. The knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Coming back live right here on a Thursday, Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, coming at you live from Amagansett, New York right now. Only a couple more times we get to do this live in front of each other, Jeffy.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually a little sad. A little sad about not getting to come and see you on Thursdays. I love seeing your pretty face and just getting to hang.
Well, you show up with food. You brought a smoked duck today.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
which is hysterical, so you guys know, like, we both get off work, we're not starving, but when we finish the show, we're hungry, and we'll tear this whole, he and I will tear a whole duck up just sitting here talking nonsense for an hour after the show.
It's going to get weird.
It is going to get weird. In several ways, because our guest tonight, one of my favorites, Jeffy, I'm so glad we got to meet her and become friends with her, and I'm so glad that she's safe throughout this pandemic, and I'm really curious to find out how live shows and things like that are going to happen, you know, and start to come back, I guess, is my question. So
yeah.
I'm excited to have on the program tonight with us our favorite medium, your favorite medium, the one, the only medium, Patty Griffin. Patty, how are you, dear?
Good. How are you guys?
We are living the dream, not in quarantine anymore, but we're here talking to you on a Thursday night, having a couple drinks, and excited to be here.
That's awesome. And you don't have pants on, so.
Well, no, that's our new thing. We don't wear pants when we do the show.
No pants.
And we're urging all of our listeners to, when they listen to the show, pop the top on a cold one, take your pants off, and enjoy the program.
Let it all out.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, go total pants. Like, don't wear pants, but you should still keep your drawers on or have something on underneath, your boxers on, right?
Well, I go for a loincloth, personally.
Loincloth.
Very free.
I have the old school white long johns.
Oh, white long. Or a sarong. A sarong.
Do you have a sarong?
I have several sarongs.
Wow, from your old sumo days.
Nah, it's more for hippies. When I sumoed, I diapered.
Ah, gotcha. Well, yes. I digress. Sorry, Patty. We always get deep when we talk about sarongs.
Well, if you do the video come the fall, then, you know, I guess you could do the video with sarongs on.
I think that's going to have to be the plan. That's what we're going to do. So, Patty, we're excited to talk to you. I am so happy to hear that you are going to be back doing live shows.
Yes.
I mean, are you nervous about it? Are you worried about it?
Well, my last live show was March 7th, right before the pandemic, sold out at Comics with 300 people.
Wow.
And yeah, so I don't know that I'm nervous because they're going to take precautions, you know. I'm excited to do what I love to do. You know, that's what I do. I love to be on stage and I love to help as many people at one time.
Right.
So Mohegan Sun, I'll be able to have it because the state of Connecticut is still in phase two. So, you know, when that gets into another phase, then I'll be able to go to, like, the movie theaters again and things like that. But for right now, I have to do, you know, whatever events that I can do. And so hopefully people will come. And, you know, I know that it's a scary time for a lot of people, but they are going to be using, you know, safety measures. And they're going to social distance and have masks and they're going to have the seats separated. So it should be, it's going to be as safe as can be in times like that.
Well, I'm excited that you're doing it. And I'm excited that you are having the opportunity to do it because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I think for me, seeing that some sort of live show is coming back makes me excited just to feel a little bit, you know, I guess some sort of normalcy to it, Jeffy.
Absolutely. It's like it's starting to feel like things are coming back. Everything's coming back. We're almost there.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't ever seen Patty live, I got to tell you to go check it out. It's pretty amazing. She basically walks through the crowd and I mean, Patty, I have no other way to put it, but just dead people tell you things and you find out who they're talking to.
That's exactly. Yeah, dead people come through and they give validation that they're with their loved one that's in the audience by talking about an event about them or something about them that, you know, nobody would know but them. And, yeah, it gives them peace and closure, and it's a great time.
It's really fun to watch happen, too, because, like I said, I've seen you live, and I've watched some pretty crazy things happen at these shows with you. It's pretty intense to watch, you know, to watch, because people get pretty emotional about it.
They do, and you never know. And you know, there's laughter, there's tears, there's things that you don't want to be known. there's so many different aspects to it, And I always get amazed. Like, even to this day, I've been doing this professional for almost 6 years, and I'm so amazed by some of the things that come out. I'm like, oh, my God. You know,
it's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's great. And what you guys were saying, a little normalcy in this time, and I think people need that, and people need to hear from their loved ones and know that things are going to be okay, know that they're still with them, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to retract my statement about feeling normal about it. There is nothing normal about what you do, Patty. Like, I think I'm going to retract my feeling normal. I'm kidding.
Are
you
calling me a weirdo, Plum?
No, I'm definitely not doing that. No, because
I am. Okay.
If I did that, you might tell somebody that I knew in the past or something to come see me. And that would be weird, Jeffy. I would never get any sleep, and it's all because I made Patty mad. It wouldn't go well.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
It would not be good. So, Patty, I just want to, just so people understand kind of how your gift works, You know, we've talked about it several times, but I'm sure there's some new listeners checking it out. You have essentially, you described it to me as a movie screen that you see, right? And you don't, my favorite Patty Griffin quote was when you said to me, "Plum, dead people can't talk. They're dead." It's like, oh, well, okay. Just explain how that works.
Sure. Well, you know, we're not in our physical body anymore when we, you know, pass. So they come through, they're in spirit. And so they come through, but they can't communicate like you and I because they're not, they don't have that vessel. So my mind looks like the movie screen, like if you were walking into interview. Gotta give them a plug because you know I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were sitting there and you see the screen, that's what my mind looks like. And then as they're coming through, each medium reads different because we all have our own memory. So you're never going to see a medium that reads quite the same. And because those in spirit can't talk, they're going to give images or even memories to that particular medium to get us and our mind to go there. Because how could we speak something that we've never been, we don't know what it is, but they can't physically communicate it to us. So verbally, rather. So that's where it kind of, it's almost like charades. And I say it's like a puzzle piece, but you're always missing five pieces.
Wow. That's interesting. It's a puzzle piece that you're always missing five pieces. That's a good, I mean, that really explains when you watch Patty walk through a crowd, Jeffy, you know, it's almost like a metal detector is how I think of it. And once you find that one piece, you know, finding the person in the audience and adds another piece to it, and it kind of starts to kind of come together.
Exactly. And everybody has to take that. Like, I can't do it without the person sitting in the audience because I'm just relaying what I'm hearing and what I'm, and I say hearing because, you know, they're not speaking, but what I'm hearing and my own thoughts, what I'm seeing on that screen. And then I'm saying it to the person sitting in front of me or standing in front of me, and their memories have to get them to go, oh my goodness. And it creates this message of love and hope, and it gives them peace. It's quite amazing. Mm. Like you said, to watch it all come together.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy to watch, that's for sure. And you've got some shows coming up, Jeffy. Where's your shows coming up? I know that we're talking about getting back to doing live stuff, so let's tell people where they can see her.
If you want to see Patty Griffin at one of her shows, you can get tickets for her at pattygriffinmedian.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can check her at Patty Griffin Median on Facebook. And then on the 12th of September, she's going to be at Comics at Mohegan Sun doing her first live show back since
great
the
venue.
Pandemic. Great venue, and we're super excited to see how that goes. And then after that, she's going to be at Powder Ridge in Middlefield, Connecticut on the 26th. And that is going to be a really cool event, right, Patty? That comes with, like, a meal and some other stuff?
Yes, it's going to be outside underneath their tent, and they're going to have a three-course dinner.
Oh, fun. Great.
Yes, and they
How's
haven't
the
released the menu yet. I hope it's great. I'm sure it is. It's going to be a three-course meal, and they could get the tickets that include me, or they could get a separate ticket and not do the meal if they, you know,
oh, so they can just come see you instead of having the food.
Mm. Exactly. Nice. But I, you know, it sounds like a great night. I mean, you're having, how normal is that? You're having dinner and then you're going to, you know,
do a show.
Get messages from heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, how, poor hell. Awesome. I mean, it's a joke.
Well, listen, I think you're right, though, to get back to doing something like that would be pretty fun. And I'm guessing at these shows, too, there's going to be social distancing and all those things, right?
Absolutely. I know at Mohegan Sun, they're going to do social distancing. And then, of course, at this outside event, you're going to have to wear your masks in. And then, you know, you sit at your table. And they're trying to even social distance the tables at this event. Like, if there's a family of six, they're going to put them together. You know, if there's a family of four, they're going to put them together.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to have different shaped tables, different sized tables, depending on who's sitting where. And, you know, you put your mask on, you sit down. Of course, when you get up, just like in a restaurant, you have to put your mask back on. So it's going to be very safe and socially distanced.
Nice, nice. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, hanging out tonight with our medium friend, Patty Griffin, who is getting back to doing some shows here very, very soon, which we're very excited about, live shows. Patty, let me ask you. We talk it all the time about messages from heaven. You know, that's how you refer to it. I mean, are they always, or are there some messages from other places that aren't so nice?
They are always from heaven. I was joking around when I said that earlier. So I read, we all read different. And I know some mediums, you know, I've seen them when I first started out at fairs, and they read it from, you know, what I would call different, where when I read, I always ask for the person's highest good. And so that's all I do, is for a highest good. So if it's not a good message, or if somebody's not in a good place, then they're not getting through to me. I almost kind of say, like, you know, we all have our spirit guides, and we all have our guardian angels. And I kind of call my spirit guides like bouncers. And, you know, as they're not coming from the right direction, they are getting bounced out. They are not getting through.
Mine might be bartenders.
They would. Definitely.
Yeah.
But that's the way, you know, that it works. And, you know, and I know some people, you know, if it's not a good message, you're not going to get it from me anyway. Mm-hmm. And I never filter, but I only read from the highest good. And I honestly, you know, there was a story years back before I even went professional. And I was reading one of my good friends. It was like a relative, so to speak. And he wasn't nice. He was like the father-in-law of one of the daughters.
Oh,
and
no.
He literally got bounced out. Like, literally one of somebody else's spirits, like, you got to go, buddy. And he was out. And he wasn't evil. He just wasn't a nice person. And the person bounced him right out. And I was like, wow, that was interesting. It was like watching a movie right in front of you take place.
Like, hold on. So the spirit wasn't nice, or the person in the room wasn't nice?
I was the only one in the room. I was in my house. I was doing something over the phone. And so the spirit wasn't nice. He was, you know, the father-in-law. He was, like, taunting the daughter-in-law, okay? And, I mean, taunting her. And he just not – it wasn't evil, because I don't do evil. He just wasn't nice. And so her uncle came in and literally bounced him out. Like, her uncle was in spirit. And it's like, you got to go, buddy. And he literally, like, dragged him by the spiritual neck, I guess. And
whoa. Wow.
And got him out, so to speak. Yeah, because, you know, like, there, you have your guides, and you have your, we all have, like, you guys have your people watching over you, right? Mm. And they'll come through, and they'll give messages, like, when I'm standing with you. And I have those people, too. And they're kind of protecting me and keeping everything in order.
It's so interesting. And Patty always, when we're together or going somewhere, Jeffy, she's always like, she'll just stop and go, she has to just say it. She'll come out and say something obscure to me, like, Plum, something about cherries and blah, 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 and Christmas. And I'm like, take a message, Patty. Tell them I'm not home. I'm just, take a message. Take a message. I know,
and then you'll tell me after, and you'll completely, like, it will be this huge thing, and you'll be like, yeah, no, we're not going there.
Mm-mm. I'm good. There's too much things I don't want to know about, Jeffy. That's for sure.
What I want to know, during the quarantine, Patty, did you feel safer being able to talk to some spirits? Did they, like, come through and let you know things were going to be cool in different ways, or, like, different ways you could protect yourself, maybe?
They did. They let us know. I kind of knew early on that June was going to get back to a little bit of normalcy for us. And they were just letting us know, you know, they had me actually go on and do a couple of lives, you know, just to, like, go on and let people know that it's going to be okay. And I was totally guided by Sarah, I think, on three different occasions to do that, to let people know that this is going to be okay. And, you know, that's what they did. And just letting us know that, you know, and that sometimes I would actually reach out to some of my customers. You know, I know their numbers or whatever, because a loved one needed to get a message to them, you know, and I would just let them know, because it was a scary time for a lot of people. So, yeah, they were here letting us know that they were with us and not, you know, doing words of encouragement and love.
How do you feel now? Are your guides giving you any word as to, like, normalcy coming back, especially for the kids?
They really haven't. I mean, it's going back slowly. They do say, like, you have to be really precautious and really careful about it. I mean, I haven't even made, my decision yet about when I'm going to go back and do my in-person readings. Yeah. You know, I'm starting a couple shows, but I'm a little bit more distance because I was born with an IgG subclass deficiency, so I can't fight off pneumonia.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah, that's good.
No. So for me personally, like, I'll get a cold and I'll get pneumonia normally.
Patty, so, as your friend, yeah. Only Zoom calls.
Okay.
I don't want you to get. Okay. I don't want you having to catch the corona.
That's right. Well, our good friend, good brother Dave is chiming in. He's making a good point. He was just saying that, he's essentially saying that they can't predict the future. They can just tell you what they know, but they can't predict the future. Is that right?
Well, okay. So all mediums are psychics, right? But not all psychics are mediums. So they do have the ability to know certain things. I mean, okay, I don't believe in predicting the future. Like, you know, when they say there's a full controversy about that, about the Bible and different things. And I just believe that you're supposed to, you know, take things as they come. We're not supposed to know things. That's just, it's called living. Mm-hmm. And, but there are some things that they could tell us to almost like save something. Like I've had spirits come in and say, tell them not to go in this car on this day. Like that has literally happened. You know,
I remember you telling you had that happen with your kids, right?
No, my kids did have an issue with the car, but I actually had a client once where they were going to go out on the 4th of July, and they told, my kids had something with the car as well, where they were actually in an accident, and the other side saved them. That's, you know, they kind of demonstrated how they kind of stood on the highway. It was where they literally, like, flipped over, and an 18-wheeler was coming for them.
Wow. Yeah, see,
and so my daughter was passed out.
How I've always understood it is that once you cross over, there is no time. So it's like, it's just like you can, like, there's a, you're seeing the bigger picture from the other side. You know, so I'd imagine the spirits at times can see things that are going to happen and try to steer you away from it, you know, if they could. Right?
Exactly.
Am I right with that, Patty?
Yes. Oh, no, you're right. There is no time on the other side. And I, you know, like, we're always in a rush to, we got to get to work, or we got to get home, or we got to have dinner. And on the other side, there's no time. There's, you know, to them, 2 minutes, 2 years, 5 years are all the same thing. But there are some things that they could see, and they could try to guide it, or they could see it in real time as it's happening. And, or they could try to guide and try to help. Yeah. You know, and that's what they do. So if I have a question, like, when I kind of ask my loved ones in spirit, I'm like, hey, should I go back yet one-on-one? And they're like, no, absolutely not. So for me, that's why I keep kind of asking. It's almost like double-checking my homework. So when they feel it's right for me to go, then I'll go.
Well, it's interesting because people who have, you know, who can do what you can do, it's crazy because when you talk about things like that, I mean, how come you don't just, this is just a question that I think is probably going through some people's heads, Jeffy, like, just get lottery numbers and go win the lottery or, you know when to buy certain scratch-off tickets or play this. I mean, we've had stories and we've talked about in this program with you of being at a casino and your mom or someone telling you to play this slot machine, and then you send me a screen picture of you winning like $4,000. And you're like, look, I put $2 in, I won $4,000.
Yeah, I just won not too long ago too.
Come on.
So the casino thing is just me and my mom's thing, okay? And so only if I'm alone, like if I'm not with anybody, and we'll just guide to go to a machine.
And just so everyone knows, Patty's mother has passed on.
She has, and she never gambled in life, and I'm not a gambler. But let me tell you, when we go to the casino, she's like, I don't even know who she is.
It's not even really gambling if you're just winning every time you put money into a machine. It's like you might as well go to an ATM.
I was just going to say, it's kind of like your Mohegan ATM.
Yeah, you're not really gambling then at that point.
Because, you know, it costs $2. It costs $3.50, I think, to take money out of the ATM at Mohegan.
And that's not even including if you'd use, so they get you on that, too, because you got that fee, and then your bank charges a fee that you don't see.
Yeah, another fee. Yeah, exactly. It ends up being $6.
Right.
So if you're throwing $6 and taking out $4,000, we can be friends.
Yeah, it was not $4,000, but I have one over, like, $2,000 and a couple the last time I went, I used their $50 and I won $1,700. So, and it was on their 50.
You just let anyone know that knows me, if they want to let me know anything like that, I'll use the money for good.
Okay. We'll see. And there are a lot of people, like for me, I mean, I don't know if I think I did. I told you the story that time of I had a client and they were in my office and we were doing a gallery and the sun came through and I said to her, are you going to the casino? And she's like, yeah. And I forget the exact number, but I'm like, oh, because, you know, your son said you're going to win. Like, it was a weird number, like 1430 or 1510. And she was like, okay, well, the weirdest thing is I happened to go that same day because it was my dad who passed away. It was his birthday. And I'm like, you know what? I'll go, which I actually didn't win because I only went with my mom. So, but I went. And the weirdest thing, okay, as I was there, I happened to walk, and this was at Foxwoods, and I happened to walk over and I never, you know, go to this area or anything. And there was the woman, my client. And I was walking to her, and I said this in front of like a sold out gallery at my office of 40 people, and they all heard it. And as I was walking to her, she hit whatever that number was, 1410, 1530, whatever it was. And she won it as I was walking towards her. As a matter of fact, we got a picture together, and then, you know, they come over, you know, and they get their license and everything. And her son told her, and she said she played that machine because she seen the amount that I had told her, and that's why she played it.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had another client. She won $30,000. I told her something. I didn't know. It was in a reading. And I just said, like, hot tamales or whatever it was. She called me up not too long ago. She's like, I won $32,000. I'm like, oh, my God.
Jeffy, I am going to have Patty at Mohegan Sun for food and wine next year.
Yeah,
and I'm going to VIP
you just
her.
Got, I was just going to say, you just got the full treatment, the Plum Love Foods full treatment.
She's getting the VIP pass. I'm getting her room, and you're going to hang with us, and we're going to win some money.
Oh, my God. I would love it. Are you kidding me? That would be, like, amazing.
Yes.
I think it'd be weird, though, every time we would win some money, Jeffy would kneel down and pray and, like, do the cross on his chest.
What? I thank Jesus after a lot of things.
All right. Well,
every night before I close my eyes, I thank him for a beautiful day, another day in the books.
You're so weird. I don't even know what to say to you right
Why
now.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. Patty,
you don't
let
say
me
your
ask,
prayers?
Patty, you ever talk to Jesus?
Were you raised by the witch?
A little bit.
Jesus.
Like a warlock or something.
Lord.
Patty, you got some live shows coming up. Jeffy, tell everybody where they can see Patty's live shows. And it's like,
absolutely.
It's fun. It's like getting back to doing shows again, getting back to going out and doing something. And they're going to be socially distanced
and
with masks and everything.
As they can be.
Right.
And you can get tickets at PattyGriffinMedian.com. She's at Comics at Mohegan Sun on the 12th of September. And then she's at Powder Ridge in Middlefield, Connecticut on the 26th of September. And then definitely go to Facebook and give her a follow at Patty Griffin Medium. And she posts all sorts of cool stuff there. And you can, you know, find out when she's going to be traveling the world next.
Sometimes she just goes live on there too. So definitely worth checking out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
do
absolutely.
People chime in when you like when you go live, Patty?
Which people, live or dead? What do you mean?
Well, like live people. Like if you go live on Facebook, do you have like people who are like do they just start like hounding you, like, oh, ask about my mom or ask about my grandma or like your stuff like that, or is it just kind of like?
They do. Not as much because I do some live galleries and stuff, but when I'm doing on Facebook, it depends because I can't see every comment. Because if I'm looking, I'm missing them.
There's a lot
going
on.
So I miss them, but people do ask that stuff, yes.
Well, so, Patty, let me ask you this. So today is supposed to be one of the best days of the year, the way the sun and the moon or whatever, for people who do manifesting. You ever heard of this, Jeffy?
No.
You manifest things in life and you...
Manifest destiny?
Yeah, no, you like picture things and you put it out there to make it happen. Patty, you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Sweet. So I'm out here on an island.
I know
on my
that
own.
The United States government used a thing called Manifest Destiny.
No, Jeffy, that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing. So
today,
it's manifesting. You make something happen. Like you put it out into the universe, and this is supposed to be the best day to do it based on where the sun and the moon are. Yeah, I'm getting real deep on you, but I don't do the God thing.
Okay.
I do stuff like this.
Sun and the moon?
Yeah. It's like the place
in the
sky? Of the moon and the sky.
Like where they are?
Yeah.
What makes it spiritual?
It's just because of where it sits in like the in the stars or some shit.
And so you feel more energy from it?
Yeah, the energy's right to it, and you can manifest things.
Where
to make
do you feel
happen.
It?
In your body, on your chest, all
in
over.
Your solar plexus,
kinda,
or like deeper?
No, it's like...
So if you're like doing your calendar or something, it's the best day to do it is what you're saying, if you're trying to get your wishes or something.
That's it, yep. That's
so
it.
Today is the day that you really can believe for something and attract it
but
to your
life. But
you have
to put it out there. You have to say it. You have to really picture it. Every little detail of it that you can think
the
of.
Secret.
Yeah. And you put it out there to make it happen. So... I've been doing that a little bit today on a couple of things, and I was curious if Patty had ever heard of it, but clearly she hasn't, so this past 45 seconds of conversation has been worth nothing.
What? No, it's
well,
worth a lot.
Not and, worth nothing. You just taught me something, and Jesse, like, now we're going to manifest when we hang up.
Well, it's a thing. Look it up. I'm not kidding. It's a thing. Manifesting is a thing. It's something that people do, and today is the best day to do it, and I thought maybe there was a spirit that might be able to help me understand why today is the best day to do it, but I don't know if there is or not.
Yeah, manifesting
well,
is
we could look into that, but I do believe in manifesting. I just didn't know that today was a day for it. I know that there's certain days that are luckier than others and certain things with the moon, but I didn't realize today was one of those days. And I'm a big believer, like, on 11-11, like, the numbers, like, even, like, August 11, 2011,
right.
Like, all the ones are angels. And that's what I was taught to believe. And so every day, like, if I look at the clock and it's 1-11 or 11-11, then I make a wish.
Wow. Mm. Well,
you know,
I've done that before.
Patty, I'm curious because you said you were raised Catholic, and I don't think I knew that. I mean, how does the Catholic or just the religion, like, what do they think about what you do?
I wouldn't feel welcome, like, personally now, just because there's so many, I think people form so many opinions of it, and you know, people like me are just like people like you. I was just like, you were born, you know, when you went to school for it, and you're a great chef. That's what you do.
That's right.
And I was born with a gift to, you know, communicate with people that aren't here. Just like somebody is born, like Mike Trout, you know, plays baseball very well. And so I wouldn't believe, and I believe it's a God-given gift. And because I don't do anything bad, I'm actually helping people. You know, if you're preventing a tragedy, if you're preventing somebody from committing suicide, if you're preventing somebody from being so sad and letting them know that their loved ones are with them and giving them their life back, that's not negative. And so some people in, you know, the religion perceive you as that. Like, I know I have gotten, you know, when I first started doing this on my page, they would call me evil. And I would have fun with it. I would, like, post a picture of Cookie Monster and say, come to the dark side, we have cookies. And for a limited time, pumpkin coffee.
Jeffy just got up and was like, I love cookies, let's go.
I'm like, I'm in. Where do I sign up?
I love cookies.
Oh, yeah, and I'd even put, for a limited time only, we have pumpkin iced coffee, too. But, you know, that's
pumpkin latte iced coffee.
There you go.
That's what I would post, you know, because people have their different beliefs, but... If people don't know about it, they shouldn't. If I don't have, you know, experience on something or I haven't researched something, just because somebody says it's true doesn't mean that it is. And so I think people need to realize that, you know, it's a God-given gift. People have different gifts. And, you know, and I could see if it was used for something bad, but it's not. It's used to help people. And so... I was born and raised Catholic, and I'm kind of non-denominational now because I can't even say it, because I feel like I'm frowned upon just because of who I was born to be.
I think that's crazy talk. We should accept everybody. And if you talk to dead people or you cook food, what's the difference, right, Jeffy?
Just don't fuck kids.
Jesus, no, don't do that.
Oh, my God, what is wrong?
Wow.
That's my rule. I have one fucking rule.
That's it?
I'm sorry. That's it. I can deal with pretty much everything else.
I mean, maybe we could have said it a little nicer or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't be a pedophile.
That's okay.
That's better.
I never thought I would say don't be a pedophile sounds like this. I would say to somebody that sounds
hey,
better.
DFK. It's a movement.
DFK?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, sorry. He just mouthed it to me again. Wow.
See, you just told me not to say it. I try to hit you with an anagram, and then I'm like, say it, Jeffy, and then I have to remind you.
Sorry. Here, I'll play this for you.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
All right.
Loud and clear.
Patty, a couple of quick ones from me before we get you out of here. And I don't like to make you read. I know you go on these shows and they make you read people. I don't like to make you do that unless you want to do it. I don't make anybody do anything. You know that. But...
Okay. He makes me do all sorts of shit. Don't let him lie.
Jeffy, just put the handcuffs back on.
back in the box.
David Blaine, I love magicians. I love magic. And you're like, where am I going? But trust me. David Blaine is one of the coolest guys to watch ever. I think he's very, very amazing at what he does. I want you to ask a spirit one day and text me and let me know. Is David Blaine going to be safe on his new... Have you seen what he's doing? His thing called Ascension. He's doing it on the 31st. Have you guys seen this?
He's hanging on balloons and floating across the river?
He's hanging on balloons and going like 8,000, 9,000 feet in the air on it. And he doesn't have a parachute. The parachute's up in the balloons.
Wow. Okay.
And he has to put the parachute on in the air while he hangs on these balloons.
He's David Blaine.
I agree. It's David Blaine. I watched him put a needle through his arm, through his bicep. That was crazy on Joe Rogan recently.
Yeah, plus he worships, you know, he's got demons doing things for him.
All right, well, here's my point. Do you think you could ask somebody for me, Patty? One, how does David Blaine put the needle thing through his arm? Because it's not glue. The typical thing is to use rubber cement, and there's a whole thing you can do, but it's not that. And will he be able to fly on these balloons safely? Can you find that out for me?
Okay, the needle thing might be hard just because that might... You know, I have to, like, ask questions, and if they can't give me the answer, like, I would have to, okay, because they can't speak like us. Like, sometimes, like, if you were sitting reading with me and you said, oh, I have a question, I'd be like, okay, what is it? I may have to, like, patriciaize the question. You know
what
I mean?
Wait, time out. I didn't realize I could, I was kind of halfway kidding. I didn't realize I could actually ask you questions and you would actually ask dead people. Is that how it works?
I really do. Like, when I'm reading, like, so what I say to people, like, say somebody's, you know, doing a reading and they have a question and they want to know about something depending, like, on the death of somebody or if it was a suspicious circumstance, which happens a lot. I mean, I read so many different types of death, you know?
Oh, man.
And, but because they can't talk like you and I, they can't just say, hey, was there foul play involved? Was there this involved? And you can't say it that way. So you kind of have to ask, I have to think as I'm reading, and I have to ask it where they could kind of give a yes or no. And that is the way that it works. And it's funny because I never know how to word it, you know, but I do let people ask questions because, you know, some people, they need answers. And if that part didn't go through, there are some things we're not meant to know, right? But I try to accommodate. But I All do right. think he's going to be safe. I don't know if I could get that needle thing for you, but...
Dude, go watch the needle thing. Go watch just YouTube David Blaine needle through the arm on Joe Rogan. Just put Joe Rogan David Blaine. It is the most insane thing you'll ever see. Joe Rogan picks where to put it, and he just pushes it through his arm. And he's like, "What is happening right now? It's insane.
Wow.
It's insane. He's I mean, is it a mind over body thing? I don't know. I want to talk to David Blaine.
It's what it is.
We should get my friend Kevin Nicholas on, who is a magician.
I love that, but that's creepy shit to stab yourself.
Well, it definitely is for sure.
I don't like it.
But, you know, well, Patty, I didn't know you could ask people things. So,
all right.
Jeffy, is there a question you want to find out, something in life?
Absolutely.
That maybe Patty could help with?
Absolutely. All right, Patty, I have a brother.
Okay.
He's 10 years younger than me. He's a chef. He just decided to start a restaurant group during this pandemic. I'm a little worried. What do you think? What do the spirits think? Is he
crazy?
So
you're worried if it's going to go well.
Yeah, I want, you know, he's my baby brother. I love him with all my heart. I want him to be successful. I just want to, like, I think he's okay, doing some cool. I think he's on to something, but I'm just wondering what the spirits were thinking.
Well, I'm laughing cuz you go, is he crazy? And I heard yes. Somebody's like joking around, just like, yeah, he's crazy, but they said that he's going to do really well with it. And they're kind of making me feel like he already is doing well with it.
He is.
Even more so than people expected him to do at this point. And I even think it's just going to go further.
That's awesome.
So when you say he's on to something, and I think they're joking when they say he's crazy, obviously. Like, they're joking.
We're all a little crazy. Me and my brother, we're both a little nutty.
Wow.
No, I mean, but they're saying that he had a plan and he followed it, and that he's on course and he's very intelligent and he knows how to take his plan and make it into a reality. That's what I heard.
That's awesome. I second that emotion.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, is it weird that I don't even want to ask stuff, Jeffrey? Like, I don't want to know. Like, I just feel like that's something that I don't know.
Could I possibly get any better looking?
Ooh, that's a good question, Patty.
Let's ask your wife.
I'm sure she would say I could drop 40.
I'm going to catch it at the right time, right? That's for sure. Patty, we love you. You're the best. I'm so glad you're getting back to doing shows. It makes me happy for you. It makes me feel like the world's coming back a little bit. I can't wait to see what you do next. You're so good at getting things out there, and you do. You help a lot of people out, and I think that's amazing. I mean, if what you're doing is helping people, Jeffrey, you're doing something right.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel about it.
Absolutely. She's doing something right because she's bringing love and light into this world, and
that's
she's
right.
trying to spread it. And it's like she said before, she's only accepting the highest form. She's not accepting any of the other bullshit. That's what I love about Patty. She doesn't accept any bullshit.
No, you did say that.
She's shining through.
Right. So, Patty, let me ask you one final question. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to, because I know it might be like a code or something that none of us know about.
Okay.
If you're watching, you're working with a medium, and they're bullshit, they're just out there to get your money and whatever, what is a telltale sign that you're working with a bullshit medium?
Oh gosh, when they're asking you these questions, they should not be asking you all these questions. I could give you a perfect example. Did I ever tell you the story about my daughter when we went to a fair and she went to this medium?
Oh, this is a good story. I think you did tell me this, but yeah, tell it.
So we go, and my daughter's 13 at the time, you know, and my mom had just passed, and very close to my mom, and so we go. And I was just checking it out, and she starts reading my daughter. My daughter's like, oh, I want to go to this woman. I'm like, okay. And so she looked at my daughter, and this is what you should not do. This is how you know that the medium is not so good. She goes, who do you want to hear from, honey?
Oh.
Well, it's not a Ouija board. Like, you're not going to, like, you shouldn't play with that. But, you know, you don't summon a person. You can't promise that person's going to come through. You know, you could get 9 other people. And she goes, who do you want to hear from? And she said, my grandmother. And so I'm sitting there, you know, being non-judgmental, you know. And she goes, oh, she's here. And I'm going, oh yeah, I'm sure she is. And then she goes, and what did she like to do? What? And so my daughter goes, she liked to knit. And I'm sitting there, and she goes, oh, she's knitting right now. And I'm going, oh, I'm sure she's knitting an afghan, right? Okay. As I'm sitting there, trying to be good. And then she goes, she loves you very much, and she's hugging you. And that was it. So we walk away. No, I'm serious. And we paid her. You know, we walk away, and I go, you know, she wasn't talking to grandma, right? And she goes, you know, anybody that has a teenage girl, she puts a hand on the head and goes, she was talking to my grandma. And I'm like, honey, I don't know whose grandma she was talking to, but I can assure you it wasn't yours. Okay.
Wow.
So, not sure whose it was, but it wasn't yours. And then I took her to a real medium, and she went, wow. Because they should not ask you questions. Okay. And I mean, there are some things like we want you to verify as we're reading. But to say, who do you want to hear from? What do they like to do? You know, give me an F. Give me an October. Give me a 3. Give me something. Give me a number. They should be able to. And, you know, there are some people who are very, like, close to it, where they're not going to give you an inch.
Right.
Meaning, even when it's coming through, you have to validate. Because we're not reading, you know, we're not reading to validate that person. We're giving them the message so they can validate to us that they're coming through. And if they're not validating it and they're sitting there closed-lipped, then that's not the best reading either. But because they have to share, kind of like show-and-tell type of thing. You know, don't not tell us the stories. You've seen the shows. You want
right.
You want the audience to tell you as it's going, so you're like, wow. But they should not lead you on, and you know, you'll know. Or if they tell you one of the best lines, and this has happened to people who have just lost their loved ones. I know a doctor that they try to do this to in California, somebody came up to them and said, oh, you know, you have a curse on you, and, you know, you have to send me this money. I mean, you know, there are signs that you would know, you know, if a medium is real or not. You're just going to know. They're not going to ask you. You're going to sit there. There are times when I have my office, you know, like my book on my office, when I'm in my office, I have 215, 315, 415. I don't even put names half the time. I can't even tell you who's sitting in front of me, to be honest with you. And then when I say their name, I'm like, oh, because if you look in my book, there's not always a name. It's just a time.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I don't even take that, you know, just because, I mean, I do take it, but sometimes I just forget and put the time. So, but they shouldn't ask you questions that are leading to that. Like, if they're reading, they go, oh, why, does that mean something to you? Or, oh, yeah, tell me about it. That's different because you're validating.
Well, there you go. That's it right there, Jeffy. That's a telltale sign you're talking to a medium who is just taking your money and doing a carny trick on you.
Yeah.
That's it right there. Patty, you're the best. We always love hanging out and talking to you. We're going to promote the shows for you as well after this program. We'll promote them next week as well. We'll let everybody know where they can find tickets and come out there and check you out. And as always, we appreciate you being on the program tonight.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate you having me on. It's always such a fun time, you know, talking to you guys.
Absolutely. We love Patty Griffin.
What lottery number should I play next week, Patty?
That's not the way it works. If you want to go to Mohegan Sun together, I'll walk you over to a machine.
All right, that's what we're going to do.
But do you have any impressions of any scratch-off? Are there any pitchers?
Sports to bet on.
I
suck at scratch-off. If I buy a scratch-off, I don't win, just so you know.
Okay.
I suck at it. I won once in my life, like $100. No, $1,000 on a scratch when I was 18.
Whoa, that's way better than I've ever done.
Yeah, I don't think anyone actually has played hundreds of scratch-offs,
and I've only won $5.
Oh, jeez. Well, Patty, we appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you in person again very, very soon. Our busy summer is just about over, so we'll see what happens here. Maybe that late show in September.
Absolutely.
I'll reach out to you.
September 26th.
Yeah.
Middlefield, Connecticut. Yeah. Powder Ridge. Yeah.
Get some food, too, apparently.
Absolutely.
It could be fun. It could be a double date.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you guys should come. You guys should come as my guest.
I don't know if I can get my wife to come out yet. She's still not quite ready.
She's not ready. She's a little stretchy. My wife wants to get out.
Yeah, well, Patty, listen, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you on down the road, and thanks again.
All right, thank you guys so much. Thank you. Be safe.
Thanks,
bye,
Patty. We'll talk to you
soon.
Good. There okay. She goes.
Thanks, bye.
Patty Griffin, our medium friend. It's pretty funny we have a medium friend, isn't it, Jeffy?
It's awesome we have a medium friend. I'm going to take her up. I'm going to call her and get a reading, I think.
I think you should.
I'm absolutely going to. I really enjoy talking to Patty.
I think we should do a dinner where she comes over and does it. I would have done it this summer for sure, but it just couldn't happen.
We've been saying that for a while, and I think having a dinner with Patty would be epic. Like,
we should do it for Halloween time, like a dimly lit room with like red candles, make it all creepy.
Why's it got to be creepy?
Because it's fun.
But it's not creepy. It's like happy times. She tells you happy stuff.
That's what she says.
It's like happy things from your dead fans.
I just have a feeling that I'd have some people come through that I don't want to talk to, Jeffy.
No, because they don't want to talk to you.
Mm.
Maybe they do want to. Maybe you have people in your life who want to say things to you that you're not ready to hear, but once you hear them, it might soften a part of your heart that was once.
Is there
hard.
Anything better in life than owing somebody $2,500 and they die? And then you don't have to pay it back to them. Is there a better feeling? There's not.
Never had that happen. But if I did have it happen, I would give it to their spouse.
Ah, nice. All right. Well, you're a good guy. Check it out, you guys. We appreciate you checking out the program tonight. Some good information from our good friend Patty Griffin there. Pretty fun to hear her talk and tell her stories. Make sure you check out her shows coming up. Jeffy, what's the date on the shows for Patty one more time, just so we can get them out there?
The later show is the 26th, and I believe the first show is the 12th. Let me check my notes again. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yes, it's the 12th at Comics at Mohegan Sun, the 12th of September. You can get tickets at pattygriffinmedian.com, and of course you can follow her on Facebook at Patty Griffin Median. And like Plum said earlier, she's always going on there live. She's dropping all sorts of awesome stuff. And we just love her. And you get guys should get out there, too. Get out there. Give her a follow. Let her know you love her. And make it happen.
That's it right there. That's it right there. Well, check it out. For Chef Jeffy, I'm Chef Plum. We'll see you guys right back here next Thursday. Same Plum station, same Plum time. It's your boy, same Chef Plum, Chef Chapel. Jeff. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Jeffy, let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you guys next week.
Sour, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.